for those of you that have been long-time listeners of the Startup Diary and now the network, you will have heard that old war cry. And I'm going to pause for a second because you know what's coming. It's that we're back. Well, we thought we were back earlier this year. About July time, we launched an episode where we got a couple of members of the network on and had a discussion. And that's because we all love hanging out. But again, it stumbled. We never got it off the starting block. And I think it's because we all want to do the pod. We like hanging out with each other. But the pod has always been a byproduct of everything else that's going on in our world. It gave us something to talk about. But this year, well, this year was extremely busy for everyone. Harrison became a senior leader in expert trades. I'm no longer in that business. I'm now chief commercial officer over at the Growth Foundation, moving from founder to employee. Sam has started his own agency. And no matter how much we wanted to grab the pod and run with it, coordinating that was always challenging and it always kind of moved down the priority list. Well, I went for a relatively boozy brunch a couple of weeks back with Harry and Sam. Well, Sam wasn't boozy, so thank you very much for being the dedicated driver. But we had some beers, me and Harry, and one of the topics that I wanted to table was the network. Because for me personally, as I enter 24, I want to do more with this. I truly love the community that we've built off the back of this. And that means the pod, that means the WhatsApp group that we're in, that means the dinners, and I want to do more of it. And personally, I want to become a better podcaster. I want to become a better host, a better moderator. I want to be able to better communicate and articulate my thoughts. I'm doing more writing, and I want some of those writings to appear on the pod to help me, I guess, craft my thinking. But I've always felt a little bit paralyzed because this has never been my pod. I've always done it in collaboration with my closest friends. So on that boozy lunch, I said, listen, what do you guys want to do with the pod? And if there's no specific desire or need, is it okay if I just grab it and use it as my playground in 24 and see how it ends up? See if I'm able to get it off the starting block and build momentum and build some consistency. Because as I sit here today, I've got a lot of motivation to do that. And as you can imagine, they both looked at me and said, why are you even seeking permission? Crack on, enjoy it, do what you want with it. And if you ever want us on the mics, we'll jump on. And I love those boys more than anything for taking that approach. So this is a quick episode to let you know just that. I'm going to grab the pod and use it as a bit of my playground next year and be bringing on some members of the community, sharing some thoughts, using it as an opportunity to meet interesting people. And I really want this podcast to feel like you sat around the table with friends having that honest conversation about what they're learning, what they're struggling with, and how they plan to overcome it. Because we all know that building a business is really hard. And if it was easy, everyone would do it. You can go fast alone, but far together. So I'm hoping you lean in, get involved to whatever the network has to offer in 24, and enjoy the journey. With that said, I'll be dropping this little episode with our first The Network session, where I'm joined by Alex Cunliffe from Inkthreadable and Tom Bates from, well, I don't even know where to say from, because the man's involved in 7 different companies, and we unpack that specifically on the episode. So once you finish listening to this, go and enjoy our first discussion with members of the network, and please let me know what you think of it. You can always get me. My email address is hello@adamcallow.com. That's hello@adamcallow.com. Thanks for all the support so far, and I hope you enjoy what we've got in store for you in 2024.